Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our question, what is the craziest phone call you've either had to make or receive? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Roger. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola.
Hola. Well, this was in 1986. I was in the Army. I had a pregnant wife who was staying here in Washington with my mom while I was stationed over in Germany. Then one day I got the USO contacted me. They said there was an emergency phone call at my from my wife, and I started freaking out because, you know, she's pregnant and I'm 6,000 miles away, whatever. So I ended up calling her, and it turns out her and my mother got into an argument over who ate the last pickle in the jar.
Okay.
And that's what became
like,
an urgent.
I'm going to do something in Germany.
What did they want you to do about this?
I could never figure that out because there's nothing I could do. Number one, the pickle is already gone. Number two, I'm in Germany, for God's sake. And number three is, are you serious?
About who ate the last, and what time of day was it for you versus them, just with the time difference?
Oh, it's a 13-hour difference in the time frame. So when I got the call, I had to wait to call them back to make sure that they were up. So it was well over time frame for them to.
Okay. So was your child born when you were in Germany?
No. She was, but by then my wife had transferred over and was over in Germany with me.
Okay. All right.
Did your wife still eat pickles?
No, she died 20 years ago.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Glad I asked.
Yeah, Miles. Thanks.
You're slowly taking. He's eating pickles.
No. Good point. Yeah, you're slowly taking Miles's
death wish.
The title. Not the answer that I thought. Here's a safe question. No, she died 20 years ago.
That's a crazy call though. When you, I was at work with my second child.
All right.
And it's just like you're gonna get the phone call.
Sure.
You just don't know where you're gonna be. I'm on the air. So, but now I'm panicked. Like, can I get home in time? Because I was on in the morning. Yeah. So to fly home in traffic,
yeah,
one way or another, do I get there in time? Does she need to get in the car? Does she need to call a cab? Does she need to call the neighbor? Do I need to meet her at the hospital? Is there going to be enough time for me to get there, pick her up, take her to the hospital? So I'm driving my Geo Metro like a NASCAR driver around the Beltway, man, just trying to get home.
Yeah, I want to say, who was it told me? My second kid, I think. Our friend New Hotness texted me to let me know that when Castle walks into the studio, he's not joking. All right, because we're on the air. We're doing the show. My phone lights up. My buddy Dwayne just says, hey, man, Castle's going to walk in your studio at the commercial break. He's not joking. I have no idea what this is about. Sure enough, we go to commercial break. Castle's like, your wife's in labor. I'm like, okay, all right. He's like, thank you for the heads up, man. And basically,
I think there's been like twice I've said stay beautiful.
Yeah, that was one of the days.
Yeah, like, I can't remember what the other one was. But, yeah.
And then the funny thing is, you know, like anything, you hurry up. I'm leaving work before the show's done. You get to the hospital. I could have finished the show. I probably could have done next day's show.
You just don't know the time.
The kid's just like, I'll be out in a little bit. Right? I mean, it's just hurry
up. Well, the second one falls out.
Yeah.
The first one is the one that takes time. Really, it's just like, and it's over.
Oh, yeah. That kid wanted to get out of there. In fact, the nurse was panicking because it's all this legal crap, right? But essentially, she has the ability to deliver a baby, but She'd have to fill out a bunch of paperwork, blah, blah, blah. That's why you want the doctor here. Not that the doctor's going to do anything different than she does. It's just that she's the nurse, he's the doctor. They have one doctor on call. He's dealing with another lady. But my son, I mean, like I said, he's half out, brother. He's refusing to stay in the womb any longer. And it's just getting to the point. She was explaining just like all the complications legally that might arise. So I'm ready to like palm his head and like hold him in place. Like, look, man. I don't want to fill out extra paper over a nothing burger, right? I don't want to do this. And I mean, basically, the doctor walked into the room, told my wife to push once. The kids went, he's out, done. And the doctor rolls back out again. One thing I'll point out about that doctor, and I don't know if it's sanitary or not. I'm sure he was a nice guy. I saw him for 15 seconds, but really hairy arms. Right. I just,
Jesus.
You could not know it because he's down there. He's like between my wife's legs now and more than watching my son be born. I just remember, Ted, you got nothing on this guy.
I got pretty hairy arms.
Brother, this guy, seriously, I just remember like, God damn, he's got hairy arms. He's about to grab my kids, probably brushing up my wife's thighs and stuff, man. It was, that's what I remember. It's a pair of blue gloves and these hairy ass arms.
Keeps the kids warm.
That's right.
Yeah, he could have, man. I'll just let him nuzzle on my forearms. It'll be good.
My first real phone memory, which is one, I have two. First of all, talking to people and a thunder shower would come in and my grandmother would tell me, I have to get off the phone
because I'm going to get struck by lightning. Yeah.
The other time was I'm about 8 or 9 years old and my dad lives in Lexington, Kentucky.
All right.
So I go down there to visit him. I'm taking a Greyhound bus home, all right? The problem is the Greyhound bus is, there's one stop where I need to get off and then get on a different bus.
Okay.
Now,
the
bus driver knows this, all right? And he knows I'm a kid, and he is going to make sure I get off at the stop. Now, I know the stop is somewhere outside of, like, the Elkins, Buckhannon area of West Virginia. Right. That's what I basically remember knowing. Where this is, I don't know. But either way, my dad gave me a bunch of change. And he said, look, when you get to the Greyhound station, the station for the transfer.
Right.
The Greyhound station for the transfer. Here's some money. Call your mom. Let her know that you got there and where you are. And I said, okay, no problem. I got a bunch of change. There's a payphone. I'm going to make a phone call. The stop itself was a phone booth with a Greyhound bus sign on top of it. Outside of a Winn-Dixie supermarket.
Yeah.
Okay? So Winn-Dixie is prevalent in that area. It's like a little local chain of grocery stores. So I make the phone call, and I'm like, Mom, I'm at the Winn-Dixie. And she says, there's no Winn-Dixies in Morgantown. I said, I know. I said, I'm at my transfer spot. And she said, well, where are you? I'll come get you. And I said, I don't know where I am, but I got to wait for another bus. So like any other Greyhound situation, this bus ain't pulling up right behind it. It's not like one bus away.
Right.
You know, this is I gotta wait for this thing. And I'm out in front of a supermarket and
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just out of curiosity, how far is Lexington from Morgantown?
Oh, 5.
Can't be that far.
7. About 7 to 8.
Okay.
But on a Greyhound bus, it's 15.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Just know that. But at any rate, so I give my mom the phone number of the phone booth.
Okay.
So about every half an hour, my mom is calling me on the phone booth. So the phone is ringing on the phone booth, and I'm picking it up as the bus got there. Like, well, no, I picked up the phone.
That's your first sign.
I am here. And she called me nonstop for 2 hours at that phone booth, just waiting for me to not pick up.
I mean, I get it.
And the assumption was, I told her if I didn't pick up the phone, that probably means the bus has come.
Or been kidnapped.
One of two things.
Yeah.
But I remember that those hours felt like days. And I was just kind of locked.
Oh, with nothing to do?
And I'm just kind of locked into this phone booth.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't have any more change.
Right.
I've used all my money to call. So it's like, she's either going to call me or bust. But I remember just standing there going like, I don't know where I am. I have no money. And I'm basically stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Ah, the good old days.
Yeah. How old were you?
8, 9.
Hey, you're probably scared to go on the Winn-Dixie's. You don't want to miss the bus.
Correct.
Yeah, that's
exactly
it.
Right. I didn't even want to go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I was afraid if I did, the bus came.
The bus is going to show up. You're going to miss it the whole night.
I mean, I do remember a little bit of those days. Not as bad as that, but like after school sometimes. Like, I don't know. Like my mom or whatever, you know, like she had to work and stuff. And then, yeah, I would just kind of do the same thing. You'd like go to the library and waste like an hour or two. Or especially if you had like a sports practice later on, it was like you just got to kind of tough it out for a couple hours. But it's not like nowadays where you could play a game on your phone or
play a game
your tablet or something. Like you just stood there.
That's when you used your imagination.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.